Great day, everybody. My name is Omar Mohammed, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. I'm a resource at Morgan State University at the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center. Take note of our website, edacmorgan.com, and my email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. You see our mission there. So I'm coming to you today to present to you some resources for you to really start operating, grow your business. And I'm doing that through what I call the RIDE University. And as you can see, RIDE stands for Returning Citizens Inspired to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures. It's powered by Morgan State University and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So you'll receive two of these each month. We're going to start off with mindset, go all the way to how to make money. And with that, you'll have, you know, two topics each month. So we're going to go ahead and get started with today, mindset, part one. All right, so mindset. If you don't have the right frame of mind, your business will follow. Kind of think about that. And as you begin to develop a right frame of mind, get your mind ready for business, you know, there are a number of things that you should think about and a couple of things to help you stay motivated as well. So on the screen, you'll see here, motivation. These are some of the things that you can do on a regular basis. It could be weekly, it could be daily or monthly. However, to help you out with your mindset and staying motivated, here are some of the things that I'm recommending. And then you can put the date down that you've gone through this and then lessons learned from this. So this is nothing that you're going to get graded on. This is really for you to help you out with your development as an entrepreneur. So the first one is C, and then that could be YouTube videos on personal development, business success, or anything that you're interested in as a business owner or just on personal level as well. The next one is read, magazines, books, social media. Third one is listen to audiobooks. I mean, you can actually listen to audio on YouTube as well. Listen to some motivational speeches to really get you in the frame of mind as you are out there doing your business. And the last one is do skill development, mentorship, you know, talk to successful people who are in your particular industry. The next one is mindset of an entrepreneur. So these are some of the things that I believe, some of the attributes that I believe an entrepreneur should have. Now, definitely want to review these on a monthly basis. And as you can see, you know, these are kind of the signs of that you're an entrepreneur, you know, and where do you stand? So using a scale from 1 to 10, with 1, I need help, to 10, I'm still an entrepreneur. And then select 2 of the signs and determine how to improve on them. All right, so I'm just going to go down each one of them and just give you some examples. So most of them are examples within themselves. So the first one is take action. You know, if you say you're going to do a business plan, take action and do that. We're going to talk about business plan next time. Understand the numbers in the business. Don't just put the numbers down, really understand them. So it can be money that you're bringing in, your sales, or what does it cost to produce your product? And then what are you going to sell the product for? Be fearless in business. That's self-explanatory. Love a challenge. Able to listen to others for guidance. Oftentimes, entrepreneurs don't want to listen. We think we know it all. However, at times, we definitely want to spend more time listening to those who have come before us and for those individuals who are successful. Even listen to those individuals who fail, because there are some lessons learned there. Resourceful. So also thinking about how you can get resources to help you out with your business. Focus on what matters. Oftentimes, we want to focus on those things that really don't matter in the big scheme of things. Ask for forgiveness later. That goes right back to which one? The first one, take action. Yeah, take action. Welcome change. And then the last one is recover from a setback quickly. So the first set of resources that I provided was really about mindset. This is more about, you know, what these are the things that as an entrepreneur you will go through and some of the skill sets you should have. So the last thing I want to talk about is your body. Your body is your tool to life. You know, so if you're not around, then your business is not going to be around. So really think about three areas of your body: nutrition, nutritional food, nutrition from food, move your body throughout the day, meaning exercise, walking around, and then spend some time to yourself. Really kind of think meditation, really get your body and energy in sync with one another. So just wanted to share the mindset before you even think about going into business. You want to make sure that your mindset is in the right condition. So we're going to talk about the business plan at another date, but I do want to show you one couple of things before we leave out of here. And that is, you know, don't forget, you can also listen to the Breakthrough Podcast, co-hosted by myself and Leon Robinson. We record them the second Tuesdays, but you can listen the last Monday of each month at 4:30. We record at least three of those for you. And then to reach us, here's our Instagram. If you're using Instagram, we're at Ride Small Biz. And again, the website is edacmorgan.com. So this concludes the first segment episode of the Ride University. I'll be back again to talk to you about the next step, and that is, what is a business plan? Until then, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Lab Production.